Epstein Road, 1 mile south of I-295 in the Mandarin community. Bible study at 9:30, worship at 10:30. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a vital subject today. The subject is vital 2 or 3-fold because we have religious liberties and freedom of speech, and a sign that you put out in front of your house, or we put out in front of my house, or in front of the church, that reads, "All Democrats really Americans?" That's free speech. And yet we have the media now jumping up and down wanting me to respond to why we have such a sign. I believe it is self-evident of what the sign is saying. Are Democrats really Americans? We're talking about Americans based on our founding fathers' virtues. I'm looking at the headline, Founding Fathers Without Virtue. Founding Father says, without virtue, there's no freedom. It goes on to say, virtue was thus the willing sacrifice of one's passion to a higher good, namely the right reason, the higher power. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the battle that's going on today is a demonic battle. It is a satanic, demonic battle to tear down and destroy. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
I have a question, Dr. Youngblood, and that is, when have we really had an American president who really cared about America, other than when Trump?
I don't believe we've had one like Trump in the history of American presidency. I believe we had a good man in Ronald Reagan that did a lot of things, but he could not control what was taking place because the House and the Senate was pretty much controlled by the loose, lax, lost liberals on the left. And so President Reagan had his hands tied to a great degree, although he had a few things, a modicum of things done that was good. But I believe President Donald J. Trump is God's man for this hour, for God to use him as a vessel. In fact, President Trump said that God saved his life, that he could use him, that's speaking of himself, to help America get back to God. That's what I see taking place. So, Terry, it deserves our prayer. It deserves our constant vigilance and the recognition of what is happening with what we call our two-party system, and analyzed on the basis of what God's Word says and what the Republicans are saying and doing versus what we see the Democrats saying and doing. And then I go back to the fundamental question. Are Democrats really Americans? I'm talking about it not by birth, but I'm talking about by their service and what is done that honors God and God's Word. But Terry, we've got other callers on the line I've got to grab quickly, so thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Thank you so much today for calling. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yeah, Brother Youngblood, thank you. I tell you, we're pulling from both aisles in Congress. They're hollering. They're destroying our democracy. Yeah, okay. When you throw that big rock over into the pen, not only do you get squealing, you got a lot of barking.
You got it right. In fact, Harper, let me say this. I don't believe that we have purity on both either side of the aisle. I believe that,
I believe that both
the Republicans and the Democrats, if the truth is finally uncovered, will find theft to a major, major, major degree. I think this is the reason Mitch McConnell has just decided that he's going to retire, because he knows that he's on that list once it's uncovered. And I believe we'll find others in the near future that'll be doing the same thing. But the very point that I want to make is the fact that we have the freedom today to post a sign, to say something, freedom of speech, and yet we have those that wanted to encroach on that. And I understand when you have somebody drive by our marquee on the street out here, driving by, see it, get a little uptight. But listen, I've driven across America. I've seen signs that I'm bothered by, statements that I dislike. I've never felt it my prerogative, my privilege, my authority, or my duty to stop and try to force them to change their freedom of speech on their sign. And that's exactly what we see taking place with these Democrats that have got their hair on fire now and think that somehow, some way they can obliterate anybody that stands for truth and for that which is honorable. And so, Harper, it demands our prayer. And I say every Democrat can get saved by saying he's asking the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive him of his sins, come into the heart and save him. So a Democrat has hope. And that hope is found in Jesus Christ, nothing more, nothing less. For a Democrat, the hope is not going to be found in your Democratic Party. It's not going to be found in abortion on demand. It's not going to be found with the fighting against Elon Musk and Donald Trump. The hope for a Democrat is going to be found in saying yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord.
Yeah, let our light and our salt be found.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Bless
Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes. Thursday, I went to a meeting of the Republican Hispanic Club of Jacksonville. But don't worry, the meeting was conducted in English, as should be. The reason I went is because Mike Gay, my favorite councilman, he was the guest speaker. And I wanted to give him a message, talk to him. So I said in plain English, Mike, what I want is for DOGE to be implemented in Jacksonville,
Amen.
Period. So, of course, he liked the idea, and all the people in attendance agree with that. And they said they would call and email their council members, et cetera. Of course, we know that Mike is only one of 19 members, so it's going to take a lot of work. Now, tonight, I am going to a meeting of the Republican Club of West Jacksonville, and the guest speaker will be Jim Overton, our tax collector. So I'm going to present the same request, demand, to him. I want those in Jacksonville, period. So I wonder what he's going to say. I would also like to present that to the school board. I want those everywhere. And if you don't like it, then you don't support Trump. That's
Amen.
My
well, Derby, my whole position is with DOGE is that if you're afraid of uncovering dollars in, dollars out, there's a problem with your bookkeeping. I think many of those have been cooking the books, as the old cliche goes, and we found that just with a few things that DOGE has uncovered on the Washington level. And so I pray that that will be possible on a local level. Let me ask you a very poignant question. Is there anything wrong in your sight with the question, are Democrats really Americans? Does that ring true with you? Is that a question we should ask ourselves and ask others?
Well, they don't act like real Americans. That's what
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Real Americans will take a stand against abortion. Real Americans would take a stand against the sodomite agenda. Real Americans would take a stand for the DOG and the uncovering of fraud, waste, and abuse in our governmental system. Real Americans would take a stand for the flag and for the opportunity for the flag to be flown and pledge the flag in the classroom. Real Americans will take a stand for the Bible going back in the classroom. Real Americans would take a stand saying, yes, 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 we need to teach our kids more of the scripture, and that will keep them out of the prisons in future years. So, Derby, I commend you for what you're doing. Keep pressing the buttons and
okay.
pushing the agenda of DOGE.
Let me close by encouraging you and your audience, for everyone to call the councilman, to call every elected official, email them, and say, we want Doge, period. Implement it, or you're not an American. You're not a real American. There.
Amen. Amen. I'll buy that. I'll second that motion. Derby, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you today. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. So as we examine very cursorily the two parties, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, we see what the Republicans have done. We see the Republicans stand. We see that the Republicans, generally speaking, now we've got some rhinos that need to be put out of office. But generally speaking, the Republicans and President Trump stands against the butchering of healthy body parts of boys and girls called transgenderism. Generally speaking, most Republicans are for closed borders. President Trump has done so in about, 60 days' time. He's been able to seal the borders, just a trickle coming in. And as a result of that, we see that it can be done. It should have been done. And yet Joe Biden kept on harping that he could not unless he had congressional approval to do so. But President Trump has done so. Most Republicans are for pro-life and against murder by way of abortion. Most Republicans are against the censorship of conservatives and Christians and their free speech. And yet the Democrats are for censorship. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I say, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what is taking place, and we need to be able to stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the cold, hard truth of the matter is we need to look at it based on facts, based on evidence, based on action. And it is my most humble opinion that we cannot consider anyone with allegiance and commitment to the Democratic Party as being really American. Now, you might say, well, that's tough. That's a powerful statement. Yes, meant to be. I believe that even though it's my opinion, you can have a different opinion. Love to hear from you if you're a Democrat. Correct me where I'm wrong. I'd love to hear you in a, how would you say, calm, collected, intellectual communication. Share with me why you believe that I'm wrong in my statements in relationship to, are Democrats really American? When we're talking about virtue and values, when we're talking about biblical truth and a stand for life and not a stand for death by way of murder, by way of abortion. Ladies and gentlemen, let's examine the evidence. Let's look at the evidence. And as the one writer in a major book, research material, evidence demands a verdict. Evidence demands a verdict. So if we look at the evidence of where the Democrats are today and what they're doing, it demands a verdict as to whether or not they are really true Americans or not. Democrats, for example, are somehow, some way against the pledging of the flag of the United States of America in our public school classroom. They think that somehow that's wrong. The Democrats today are in a rage against Doge. I'm looking at the headline. Democrats rage against Doge, but shouldn't everyone be against waste? Question mark. Let me read a couple of paragraphs in this article. Love to hear your response. Democrats cannot have it both ways. They're either against waste and fraud, sucking up taxpayer dollars, or they're for it. And their relentless attacks on Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency make it very clear which side they're really on. It's not the side of the taxpayer. Resistance to Doge is coming from many quarters. The loopy, this writer says, the loopy Democrats like Maxine Waters, who is vowing to fight, ambitious radicals like Senator Chris Murphy, Elizabeth Warren, who is irate that their pet projects, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, may be gutted. It is ironic that Warren's howling about Musk must be unaccountable, must bring accountability, she says, when her main achievement as a senator was the creation of the bureau that answers to no one. After all, it was the nonpartisan Government Accountability Office that reviewed several years' data and estimated last April, while Joe Biden was still both the president and a candidate for president, the federal government could lose between $233 billion and $521 billion annually just by fraud. And yet the Democrats are not concerned. Look at another headline. Democrats threaten to obstruct President Trump's agenda over Musk DOJ efforts. And I could go on and on, ladies and gentlemen. The bottom line is, the Democrats are showing themselves. The Democrats, listen, I'm asking the question, are Democrats really all Americans, full Americans, with American viewpoints, with American values, with American ethics, and a sense of honorability before God? Democrats reject the pledging of the flag. Democrats embrace the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. The Democrats want open borders with those that are coming in as illegal invaders, being fully supported by your tax money. Everyone coming in with dollars in their pockets. In fact, under the USAID program, they discovered that billions were spent through the USAID to buy homes, to pay payments, to pay down payments, to provide cars and other means of material for the illegal invaders coming in. Democrats are not against that. They're for that. That's un-American. That is absolutely, totally un-American. The Democrats embrace that. The Democrats embrace boys going into girls' bathrooms. Democrats embrace males participating in female sports. The Democrats embrace letting the males go into the locker rooms, shower rooms, dressing rooms, bathrooms of young girls, young ladies. It's the Democrats that reject the finding and the stopping of waste and fraud and abuse in our governmental agencies. It's the Democrats, ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic Party of Joe Biden that's for, hear me, for censorship of the conservatives and the Christians and the patriots. It's the Democrats that knew that Joe Biden was enforcing the censorship through Facebook and through all of the other social medias. It's the Democrats that think that somehow, some way, the government knows better for us than we know ourselves. It's the Democrats that take the position that we need to control human beings in America and that human beings in America need to be subject to and submissive to the Democratic Party and not to God. Ladies and gentlemen, headline says Democrats threaten to obstruct Trump's agenda over Musk Doge efforts. Looking at a portion of this article, Democrats push back against Musk and Democrat and Department of Government Efficiency, mounting growing protest, introducing legislation, and threatening to try to derail the efforts to find waste, fraud, and abuse. Maxine Waters, Elizabeth Warren, and I could go on and on and on with the list of those in the Democratic Party that's against finding waste, fraud, and abuse. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that's a survey, massive article, says 10 facts about the Democrats in the United States of America. And I'm looking down the list, and I'll just give you a couple of them. Religiously, nearly half of the Democrat voters, 46%, identified as anything other than Christians. They identified as anything other than Christians. Almost half of the Democratic Party. It is amazing when you read some of the statistical data about the Democrats. This article reads, the share of Democrats who say abortion should be legal in all or most cases has increased in the past decade. Democrats overwhelmingly say that abortion should be legal, further the article states. Democratic hostility toward Republican Party has risen in recent decades. Over the past several years, the Democrats have become more likely to view the opposing party very unfavorably, 55%. Ladies and gentlemen, we're a divided nation. And the Lord Jesus said in Matthew, the 12th chapter, verse 25 and 26, a divided nation cannot stand. A divided family cannot stand. We're at the very crossroads in our nation today. But God has divinely intervened. God has placed Donald J. Trump in a position of draining the swamp, of emptying the sewer, so that America might have the possibility of thriving and living rather than a dying society that we're on the fast track for. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump is protecting our rights. Donald Trump is protecting our citizenship. Look at the headline, what does Trump order protecting Christians really mean? Trump signed an executive order titled Eradicating Anti-Christian Bias just a few days ago. Its goal was to end the weaponization of the federal government against Christians and conservatives, such as the use and had what had been done by Joe Biden administration of the laws against Christians trying to protect the lives of the unborn. First listed in the ACLJ column was Jared Austin, is that the unjust persecution of pro-life advocates must stop. Next is the unlawful attack on Christian charities and churches. The article goes on and on. When do you know of a president that has signed an executive order protecting Christians and conservatives and patriots in America? Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know the facts, let me just read you an elongated article, and I'll try to do so in the last few minutes that we have. This is for Democrats. This article was written by an unknown person. It says, to whomever wrote this article, well said. When millions of illegals were ushered in through the southern borders, you said nothing. This is talking about the Democratic Party, ladies and gentlemen. When they abandoned millions of dollars worth of military equipment in Afghanistan, you said nothing. When they flaunted a two-tier justice system, one for them and one for everyone else, you said nothing. When they covered up the Hunter Biden laptop, you, speaking of the Democratic Party, said nothing. When they passed a $1 trillion infrastructure bill that failed miserably, you said nothing. When they forced Americans to take an untested vaccine, you said nothing. When inflation crushed the middle class, you said nothing. When they sent billions to Ukraine, you said nothing. When chemical pollution polluted the water in East Palestine, Ohio, they ignored it, you said nothing. When Americans were raped, robbed, and murdered by illegals, you said nothing. When they implanted Kamala Harris as the presidential nominee without getting a single vote, you said nothing. When billionaire and anti-American George Soros funded dozens of AG elections, you said nothing. When they turned our classroom into liberal indoctrination camps, you, the Democrats, said nothing. When they spent our tax dollars on inmate transitional surgeries, you, the Democrats, said nothing. When they gave the citizens of Hawaii only $700 after losing their entire city, you said nothing. When they gave free money, food, and five-star hotel lodgings for illegals, you said nothing. When they came for our free speech, you said nothing. When DEI weakened the military, put our national security at risk, yet you said nothing. When they colluded with the media to push false reports, you, the Democrats, said nothing. When it was open season on law enforcement and criminals reigned, you said nothing. When they weaponized the Justice Department to take down their political opponents, you, the Democrats, said nothing. When the bureaucrats took over the White House and ran the government, you said nothing. When they covered up Biden's rapidly declining mental state, you said nothing. When they groomed our kids in schools and hid it from the parents, you, the Democrats, said nothing. When the drug epidemic exploded and thousands died annually, you said nothing. When they accosted the Jews on the campuses in America, you said nothing. When they weaponized the intelligence agencies against Americans, you, the Democrats, said nothing. When they spent $45 million on diversity and inclusion scholarship in Burma, you said nothing. When they let men play women's sports, you said nothing. When they chanted death to America and burned our flag publicly on the streets in America, you said nothing. When they shut down our energy production and emboldened Russia, you, the Democrats, said nothing. When the crime rate in American cities increased, you said nothing. When thousands of veterans were left to sleep out on the streets, you said nothing. When 300,000 migrant children went missing and no one had a clue where they were, ladies and gentlemen, this writer says to the Democrats, you said nothing. When Joe Biden pardoned his friends and family, you, the Democrats, said nothing. When they sent billions to Iran and inadvertently funded Hamas, you said nothing. When men were celebrated for pretending to be women, yet you said nothing. When they let China spy balloon sail across America, you said nothing. When 50 intelligence agencies all lied to bury Hunter Biden's laptop Russian disinformation, you said nothing. When American citizens were taken hostage, held for a year in Gaza, you said nothing. When Facebook admitted they compromised with Biden administration to censor our speech and to censor the truth, you, the Democrats, said nothing. When they cleaned the streets of San Francisco for the communist Chinese president to come in, you said nothing. When Fauci and WHO, WHO, peddled COVID-19 virus lies and covered up the origins, you, the Democrats, said nothing. When they sealed the January 6th commission files or lost them, you said nothing. This writer continues and closes with this. You saw the corruption, the lies, the bad policy, the anti-American agenda, and yet you said nothing. So please spare us your crocodile tears and your fake hysteria. For 4 years, you watched this country get run into the ground on all fronts, and yet you said nothing. It is our turn now, this writer said. Ladies and gentlemen, is there hope? Is there hope? Yes, there is. The hope that I hold out for every Democrat is that one day, somehow, some way, they'll run into a brick wall large enough, big enough, hard enough, that they'll recognize the need to say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Perhaps you say, how can a Democrat get saved? A Democrat can get saved by confessing sins, repenting of sins, rejecting the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, rejecting murder by way of abortion, rejecting the open borders mentality that's destroying America. You can turn from your immoral standards, ladies and gentlemen. Anyone can turn from the immoral standards. Ask God through Jesus Christ to deliver you, to save you, and to let you live a life close to the Lord. But ladies and gentlemen, I ask the question in closing. Are Democrats that hold on to the Democratic Party, Democrats who tenaciously believe in abortion, murder by way of abortion, Democrats who believe that the LGBTQ sodomite agenda is okay and cling to that, Democrats who believe that somehow, some way, government should be over the people and not the people over the government, Democrats that believe that right is wrong and wrong is right, white is black and black is white, day is night and night is day, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, that believe that. Do you believe that that's okay? But do you believe, ladies and gentlemen, there is hope? And that hope is for everyone under the sound of my voice to say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Look forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk. This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less,